where she from? Houston.
So park your Lexus. Throw your keys up. Woo! Stick around, round, 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 round. Stick around. And I'll be damned if I can't soul dance with you. Come throw some sugar on me, honey, too. Woo! It's a real life, we're getting a real life. Hold down, don't be a bitch, come take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado in my city. In the basement. That shit ain't pretty.
What's up, Tulas and Tulos? We do not own the rights to that song, and we still play it.
Hey, Chulas and Chulos. How we doing?
How we doing?
We doing. We are.
Yeah.
We need a mini break.
Yeah.
That's okay. We back. Y'all, we ain't going nowhere. Don't worry. We ain't going nowhere.
You can't get rid of us that easy.
Absolutely not. But it's time for class in session.
What?
I know all of our people who don't know what's going on in the school system loves our class in sessions because we
tell. Oh, they do?
No, I've heard some. I got some feedback. They were like, ooh, we really like when y'all do that because.
I wish more parents would listen to it.
No, I know, right? That would be great. Maybe I'll have to post it somewhere because then more parents will find out and I'll go and be like, class in session, let me go listen.
If you know someone who's got children in the school system, pass this on.
Please do.
Right?
Because y'all really need to know what's happening. Yeah. And I'm actually glad that we do it because when you're not in something, it's very hard for people to know what is actually going on. So when you're not in the building, when you're not part of what's actually going down,
you don't know. No, I agree. And parents don't believe it sometimes, too.
They don't until they actually see it.
Parents, if a teacher tells you something, why would you not believe them?
Right.
If a teacher is telling you that your kid is not where they need to be,
facts.
Please believe them.
No,
why
please.
Would they lie to you?
Really. And not to say it's all 100% perfect, because we know there are some crazy teachers out there who shouldn't be teachers, and they just shouldn't be. And eventually it comes out, but for like 99.9% of the time, when we're telling you something, it's because it actually did happen.
Well, honestly, if you're not, clearly, we've talked about this before, people don't go into education for the money.
Right.
Clearly.
No.
I mean, you and I could have been making a lot more money doing something else somewhere else, but that's not where we're at. We like our jobs. We like
we
our
do.
Kids.
It's rewarding.
But there are some teachers, educators,
yes.
who need to go find another job, too.
They definitely do. Wholeheartedly
yeah,
agree.
I'm sorry.
I could name a few, but we're just not going to.
Right.
Because we don't use names.
And if you're not in it for the kids, then please.
Yeah, don't
please.
Do it, because it's literally about them. It's not even about the parents, either.
And the kids know when you don't like
them. They do.
And you don't know what's going on with them at home.
You don't.
Really never know.
No, you don't. But then that brings us on our topic of, so, I had heard that it was asked of some teachers to have conversations with some of the females at school, the girls at school, about certain situations that happen in regards to, like,
don't say like.
No, because I'll get, and, you know, that'll be the feedback on, you know,
Bobby Judo gonna
the
be like,
feedback.
Stop.
Okay. Like is warranted at some point. So I'm giving an example. So that was an example.
Oh,
so
okay.
Like.
Yes, ma'am. What's been happening in? What's going on?
No, I just heard in school that teachers were asked to have conversations with these girls and the females about. Because this is in certain, like, middle school, not necessarily so much in elementary, even though it may happen, like, fourth and fifth grade because they're the older side, but mostly, like, middle school and high school, where you want to date, quote-unquote date, even though I don't believe in children dating because ain't nobody got no jobs and ain't nobody taking nobody nowhere, you can't drive and all that other great stuff. So, and you're not looking to get married, so what's the point of dating? And so, therefore, because that's happening, they were asked to have the conversation about allowing the boys to touch on them. Mm-mm. Maybe not in inappropriate, like, maybe not in inappropriate places, but just, like, you know, like, the hugs, the rubbing.
We do not
rubbing.
Touch people.
Correct.
We do
right.
not touch. We teach every student not to touch.
We do.
Don't touch me.
And then also, like, about hygiene, because, like,
body odor?
Like,
deodorant?
Beyond that. Like,
mm?
Yeah, beyond that. And so,
are they still wearing the hoodies when it's like 80 degrees
they
outside?
They are, but it's not.
They stink.
But it's cold and they still stink. So,
oh.
So it was asked of the teachers.
No, that's not their
to
job.
Have these conversations.
Nope.
And I mean, not just individual, like in a group setting.
Mm-mm.
And I was like, wait, what?
No.
I was like, you want me? So, example. There was a situation at a school,
mm-hmm.
and it was known that the girl was dating, quote unquote, dating a boy, and the boy was
7th grade, 8th grade, just middle school.
We not gonna say that. We was just in school because I don't feel like dealing with no one's backlash.
Okay.
So it was kids at school. I don't care with the situation. I don't care
what. It doesn't matter what.
It doesn't matter what age or grade. This shouldn't be happening.
They're dating in school. They shouldn't be dating.
Quote unquote
dating
in school. Claim to be dating, and the guy was trying to prevent the girl from leaving the situation between the two of them. I guess they were in the hallway.
Oh, he was like blocking her.
Right,
and
almost to the point where I think. It was said that another teacher had seen him, I guess, holding her.
Oh, no.
And preventing her from leaving.
No.
And, I mean, the teacher confronted them and was like, look, this is not okay. This is not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You need to keep your hands to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You will never do this again.
Mm-hmm.
We have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we have to report things like this.
Yeah.
It's on camera,
right,
whatever.
Right.
But it's like... Now you want us to have a conversation about situations like that, and it's like,
No, that's not a teacher thing. Teachers have so much on their plates. They keep adding shit to their plates, and
yeah.
I'm sorry, I know Papa Chulu's gonna get mad because I used a bad word, but it's true. They keep adding,
no, they
adding,
do.
Adding.
Yes.
They're not adding any extra pay.
No.
And that is not a teacher's responsibility.
It isn't.
I'm sorry. No.
We let the parents know. It's now your job to handle it.
Yes.
Now, will I say, because we are teachers and we build relationships with these kids, a lot of them, if you're in high school, you have them for 4 years. If you're in middle school, you have them for 3 years. Elementary, you have them over the course of 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of these kids for many years. So you build this relationship with them, and some of them you can say certain things to based on the relationship that you have with them, and you may know things about what's going on at home, or they may not have that person who they can go and talk to, or who's going to give them that advice, who is there for them, for whatever the reason may be. I say there's exceptions to everything, but for you to come and ask me, and it wasn't me, but I'm just saying, to go sit down with a group of girls and have a pretty much almost like a domestic violence topic. I'm not doing that. I can't.
No.
Like,
no,
the parent needs to parent their kids. Like, you said, there's an exception to everything because I know I have my students, guys and girls. And if I see something and I know it's crazy and I'm like, yo, we don't need to do, like, I have a very professional conversation with them and they take it like as me coming to them as like, yeah, like a mother figure or a big sister or whatever the case may be. And it's like, I have that established relationship. Some of these kids I've had now for 3 years, I've seen them since they were, because I do middle school, since they were 10 and now they're 14.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's the type of relationship that I have with them. And I know that I can say something to them and they will take it and they will have an understanding that I'm not saying something that is attacking them or is out of nowhere. But no, I'm not sitting down in a group setting with these girls to be like, we shouldn't do this, or we shouldn't allow this.
So this is where it's super important to have good communication with parents, or to have some sort of relationship with the community and say, hey, this is what's going on. This is what's happening. Please talk to your students about it.
Yes.
This is what we're seeing. This is what's happening. You need to tell your children this is not okay.
Correct.
And that's what pisses me off is that there's so many parents and they're like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Oh my God. Who is the adult here? Who is the parent?
I mean, you can't be that uneducated to where you don't know that it's not okay for your female child to be blocked by a dude and pretty much grabbed to say, no, you not moving because they quote unquote dating. We're not doing that.
Well, first of all, you shouldn't be dating.
No.
I think we have honestly scared our kids. Not scared. I use scared loosely. Like, just drilled into them that the drama, that this, the that, all the things that come in with, like, dating.
Right.
Quote unquote.
Yeah.
That they're like, nah, it's cool. We're not
right.
there yet. We don't need it.
Yeah.
And they, as far as I know, they haven't.
Right.
Like.
No, I mean, even with my own, she's tried it, but I've also been like, I'm like, you're not in a place where you can, as adults, we can't even handle maturity in relationships.
I concur.
As a teenager or an adolescent, like, you can't handle it.
No.
Because you know, over here talking about, oh my gosh, my heart's broken, and he's dating someone else, or she's dating someone else.
Okay,
and
so I just heard a story, and just so it kind of goes with what you're saying.
Okay.
And it's actually, I was like, what? No way. So, elementary school. They got married on the playground.
Oh my gosh.
And they had bought rings, like,
Claire's
or whatever.
I can't.
Okay, they bought rings. They got married on the playground, and the ring was too small.
Oh my gosh.
They had to call the fire department to come and take the ring off one of the students because it was, like, I guess it was cutting
out circulation.
I was like, what?
I can't.
Okay, parents, can we please talk to our kids about
why you
is that okay to get married in elementary school, first of all?
But
it's
why you letting your little kid buy a ring though? Right.
It's not cute.
That's not. Like, low key, when you hear, like, parents be like, oh, I'm gonna let my little Johnny marry your little Patricia, and it's like, no, we not, like, these kids are like, dude, why are we talking about that?
How about my girl's too smart for your boy? She needs to go to college and be a doctor.
No.
Have her own money. Have her own house. Have her own Birkin bag.
Right.
None of this, like,
I know. And it's not, okay, and it's not to say that we're trying to push them away from, you know, being interested in people, or like, not to say you don't like somebody,
but
there has to be an understanding and a set of boundaries.
There is a time and a place for everything.
And school ain't it.
It is not cute.
It's not.
When little girls in elementary school wear crop tops, I'm sorry, it's not cute.
It's
not cute when they're in elementary school.
It's not. It's not even cute in middle school when you coming in looking like you going to the club.
Correct. Or when your ass is hanging out of your jeans.
No.
Not cute. Not cute when you have male adults in the building or females, because I don't want to look at it either.
Well, that too, but it's not even just the girls, because I know they're going to be like, oh my gosh, it's why are you trying to control the females? It's not even just them. How about these boys and they little itty bitty shorts too? I don't like this tightness of these shorts. Like,
yes, I agree.
Like, we not doing this. Or are you trying to walk around?
That's equally gross.
Right, or are you trying to walk around with a tank top? No, I'm gonna need you to put on a shirt, put on some clothes. You come into school, it's almost like a job. Like, let's get it together. And I know we touched on that kind of in dress code, but it's like it hasn't changed.
Right.
It's all over.
Yeah.
And it's like there has to be, and I know when we talked about in dress code, it's like we're not trying to control your children and be like, but like when we go to work, we have to dress a certain way. We have to be appropriate. I believe that the kids should have to be appropriate too.
Like, you said a word earlier, boundaries.
Right.
You and I talked about this. Like,
it
needs to be a topic of one of your
boundaries need to be.
We have
a whole topic
of
boundaries.
Boundaries is what everybody needs.
Yes.
And some people do not have boundaries.
They don't.
Okay, teachers, they are there to teach.
Yes.
They are not there to educate your children
Writing. Math, history.
We do not need to ask our teachers to have conversations about boys touching girls.
No.
We do not need to let teachers have dress code conversations.
No.
That is not okay.
And on top of that, I don't need to have hygiene conversations with your
kids.
Like,
no.
Why
no
is your kid not,
to do
why
that?
Are you having, why are you not making your kid take a shower?
Or how do you not smell your kid
as they walk by you? Because if I can smell them, and this is not even like they've been at school all day, they've had PE, they've maybe gone outside at lunch or recess or whatever. This is like bright and early, and your kid comes sees me because we have a decent relationship, and I'm like, ooh, like, did you not?
It's not even like bad coffee.
No, no, no. It's like, did you have your child go sit in the bathtub?
It's and the first thing I do. Did you brush your teeth? Go back upstairs, dragon breath,
yes,
and brush your teeth. That is like 101, you know, hygiene.
No, literally, I just can't. And I'd be like, absolutely not. I'd be like, we can't do this because it's not my place. And I mean, and trust me, we have been asked. Like, they have come to us and said, can you please talk to the student?
No.
Because,
no,
like, it's a consistent, like, everyday thing. No, call their parents.
Yeah.
Call,
yeah,
their parents and be like, and it may be the most uncomfortable,
mm-hmm,
conversation,
yeah,
but at,
yeah,
this point, call
someone
their parents
to have it
and be like, yo.
Yes.
Don't say, like, your kid stinks, but you need to, like, say it professionally. The professional way to say that your child smells.
I've only had to have that conversation with one parent, with one student. And yes, I agree with you. It was very uncomfortable. I didn't want to do it. I also enlisted the nurse to help. And
yes,
we, of course, have the best nurse in the whole world. And she's awesome and amazing. And she was like, I just think it's helpful if more than one person does this. Because
no,
I don't want to be the
only one. Yep.
But... And, okay, so long story short, come to find out, yes, the kid stunk, and it happened to be a boy, and this was one of the boys that it's, like, 100 degrees outside, he's wearing a hoodie, he's wearing a jacket, and he's, like, comes out from outside, he's beet red, smelling, who knows if he's wearing deodorant, and so it's a very uncomfortable, you know, conversation.
Right.
I'm like, hey, buddy, so tell me, like, what's your,
right,
daily
routine?
Mm-hmm. Do you take a shower every night, morning? Like, it's just, I should not have to, we
no.
should not have to have a conversation.
No.
Okay, so come to find out, and it wasn't, you know, I did end up talking to the parent. Long story short, the parent was aware, she, and fortunately, the parent was not mean or, you know, just one of those parents that was like...
And speaking of,
what
the hate to cut you off is saying, sorry, parents, be receptive.
Yes. Like, just listen.
Yep.
Don't... Just listen.
Like, you saying your parent wasn't mean. Be receptive.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
Right.
Like, it used to be where the teacher was on a very high pedestal,
right,
and the teacher is like, not a parent, but one of the adults that are in your,
yes,
kids' lives,
right,
that are
like actually advocate for your kid. Yeah,
correct.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm always very fortunate that, you know, knock on wood, I've had 99% of
like
awesome parents.
Mm-hmm.
The parent finally, like, come to find out, it was the cat that was peeing all over this poor child's clothes.
Oh my!
And
gosh.
Then he was coming to school, and he was smelling
like,
utterly disgusting.
Oh man!
It was like a very foul odor. Nobody knew what it was. All the kids were like, "What is that smell?"
Yeah.
They knew it was coming for this poor child,
right?
And it just happened to be. Thank goodness they
it
finally
just,
figured it
yeah.
out. Because I'm like, so when do you wash your clothes?
Right.
When do you take a shower? Do you put deodorant on?
Yeah.
It's just like, I shouldn't be
yeah.
having that conversation with
no,
you.
Not at all. No.
Yeah.
We are not.
No.
Yeah.
We don't get paid enough to
absolutely
do the things
not.
That we already do, let alone have those types of conversations.
No, literally. And that's why I'd be like, okay. That's why I said there's always an exception. That's why I said if you can't have the conversation with the one person, go for it. Not the group of people, the one person. Like, we, as teachers, we do have relationships with the kids. Like, and they're all different relationships. Like, one thing I may be able to say to
right.
one student, I know if I was to say that to another one, like, they might start crying. But it's just, you have your individual relationships. Some you joke around with, some be like, I'm
well,
always...
They're going to go home and tell their parents. You're going to get a phone call or an email and be like,
right.
what are you guys talking about?
Even though they're joking too.
Right,
or
right.
you got the one who always wants food.
Yeah.
You have the one who...
Yes.
Wants, like, every one of them needs something
yes.
different. It's like having a group... It's like having
a
family
of
kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
yeah.
You're like... Because we call them our kids. They're
right.
all our kids. You
yeah.
treat them as such. I mean, I've had my students look at my daughter and be like, does your mom always do this? And she'd be like, yes,
yes,
yes, she does. So they're like my kids,
yeah.
and I'm going to treat them as such. And you can talk to them to a certain extent because they are like your kids, but they're not your kids. Like, you want
yeah.
me to talk to them about that,
yeah.
but you don't want me to discipline them.
Right.
You want me to be able to say this, but I can't give them a consequence. It's like, you can't, y'all can't pick and choose. Like, we...
Correct. Or we have the parents who are like, we give you permission to, right. like, to discipline them or give them a consequence. No, I can't do that. That is not my job. That is your job. You do that.
No. I had one parent told me, they were like, just go ahead and pop them upside the head one good time. I was like, I wish I could.
Yeah, seriously.
But I can't. Like...
I like my job. I want to keep
right.
my job.
I'm like, yeah. I got bills to pay. That's on you. Yeah. Like, you go pop them upside his head when I let you know. But it's like, we do have those parents who are very much like, I've had parents because... Just how straightforward I am with, since I am in middle school, I can talk to them a little bit differently than if I say elementary. And they're like, we're so glad you're like that, because they need it. It's almost like giving them tough love. And it's crazy because my kids would be like, oh my gosh, we love you so much. And I'm like, but I'm yelling at y'all all the time.
Yeah.
Listen. But then it's like, I've had kids be like, no, but we like that because we know you care.
Yeah.
Well, I do care. Oh, so sit down and be quiet. Like,
yeah.
Stop.
So when teachers tell you that your kid is not at the level that they're at and they, for example, need to be retained or they need this or they're that, don't take it personally. Don't
no,
take it the wrong way.
Do
what you can to help your kid.
Yes.
Moving them to a new school is not helping the
child. It's not, because
please,
they're just going to do the same thing there.
It's, if they're not, if they're reading on a kindergarten level and they're in middle school, changing them to a different school is not going to help them.
It's not. It's not going to help them.
And I always go in there and the first thing I say, what are the rules? We do not touch each other.
No, we say that we just, oh my gosh, we literally just had assemblies for each of our grade and literally went over the same thing. We were like, stop, like, the boys, stop rough house playing, because one of you are going to get hurt, and then it's going to become a problem.
Yes.
Girls,
you think it's funny, but
right,
it's not.
Correct. Girls, keep your hands to yourself. Stop touching each other. Boys, like, what? I will say this. In this generation, I've never seen, like, the amount of touching that they do on each other.
I've
never
seen it.
Like,
I understand
when we grew up, we was like, if you touch me, we gonna have a problem.
Right.
Nowadays, they're like all over each other, and I'm just like, you guys, this is too much. Like, I'm gonna need you to just. What's
what
the point?
It?
I don't know.
Yeah, what is it with this generation? That
like,
they
always want to hold hands. They always want to hug each other. They always want to just, like, you just, oh, I don't know
what
it
is.
I don't know. But I'm like, you guys, I really just need you to stop touching each other. Like, and when we say touching, I mean as simple as just being like, all, like, you're just on them. And it's like, stop. Personal space. We don't know about personal space. Did you have too much when we was in COVID? I don't know. But.
Right.
It's like, I need you to, I need y'all to calm down. We can't do this.
And that's the problem. The kids don't have boundaries. That's
no,
the problem.
No, they don't.
They don't. They think it's okay.
They do.
And they may think it's okay, but the other person may not think it's okay.
Oh my gosh, speaking of boundaries and them thinking this stuff is okay. So it's like, one of the students had lunch and I'm sorry. I just think this is like the worst thing ever. Boy drank drink.
Boy drank drink.
Girl came and drank the drink after him.
Ew.
Ew.
Ew. Okay, it's already gone down.
They are not even really friends, but girl wanted the drink. I was like, I can't.
Gross.
And we just looking at the girl like, you don't even, first of all.
You're not even friends?
You're not friends. No.
Okay, well, right there.
Right. You're not friends.
Boundaries.
Boundary. Second. Because y'all be touching, kissing, and all this other stuff, we don't know where everyone's mouth has been. Like,
ew, COVID.
Right. Like, it was just too much, and we just, like, at least get a new straw. Like, I don't understand. I just can't.
So
and they're looking at us, and they're looking at us like, well, what's wrong with that? I don't understand. And funny enough, had a conference with a parent, and... Like, because the parent was like, well, our child felt as though, like, you were being too serious, like, you were being serious even though we were joking with each other. He had said something and
Wait,
was joking.
A student
had said something and they were joking. I said something back.
But
apparently,
he didn't think it was funny.
Apparently, claimed feelings got hurt.
See, that's the thing. They can give this shit, but they can't take it.
And then, so just explaining to the parents, like, hey, you know, this is the type of relationship we have. Like, he comes eats my breakfast every morning, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, okay. Then I'm like, well, if we're going to talk about the stuff that's happening, this is what's going down. well, we have your child drinking after other people. Like, this is X, Y, and Z is happening. They're looking at me like, what? Wait, what? Repeat that?
Yeah.
No, you heard
me. You want
to
know?
You
we'll
heard,
tell you.
You
we'll
heard,
tell you.
You heard me the first time. I don't need to repeat it. Like, this is what's happening, and this is what your child is doing in school. Had no clue.
Of course.
They're, like, in shock. Don't almost to the borderline where they don't believe me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but it's not just your child. They all do it. So it's not just me pinpointing and saying it's just your child.
Right.
It's all of them. And that's why I'm like, y'all need some boundaries in your life. Because I'm like, this is too much.
So this is what I've learned. So we talk about communication too. It's not just between spouses, between opposite sex,
yep.
between relationship partners, whatever. It's also, and this is, and you can speak to your truth and I speak to my truth, but I know, so Papi Chulo and I, we both have good relationships with our kids. We both talk to our kids, but I know, and I think it's just fascinating how I have conversations with my children, and if I don't ask the right questions, I got nothing.
Yeah.
I literally get
nothing.
But he ask different question, he can ask the right questions and he gets more.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm like, WT. I'm like, and I get it. And it was even a conversation among adults
yeah.
where we had a lawyer in the mix
uh-huh.
and he was like, you didn't ask me the right questions. Really? Seriously?
No, sometimes it is about asking
and
the right questions.
It absolutely is. And that's what I'm, you know, as
sometimes
we round this episode out, that yeah. is what my... To the parents, ask the right questions.
Ask
don't
questions,
stop
just
asking
ask,
questions.
Ask questions, period.
Ask questions, because I never would ask her, how was your day? Meh.
Right.
Name three things you did in your school today.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, yep. you have to figure out how
but
to
not
ask
even
the right
just
questions.
Ask questions. Y'all, I'm sorry. Parents, check your kids' phones.
Oh, 100%.
I saw a post about
I'm
that.
I'm not saying 110%. 100%.
I saw a post about it online. In one of the groups, and the parents was like, so a parent had asked to, take a poll, get responses if they check their kids' phones. Do you know the amount of parents who don't?
Oh, hell no.
And where it's like, it's an invasion
oh.
of their privacy.
Oh, my
until
God. No!
Until you, and 18 is even pushing it, but until you 18 or been paying your own phone bill, like, I'm checking. 18 may be extreme, but I'm checking.
I agree.
Because
if you're not paying for your own phone,
yeah.
it is not your phone, and
no.
you have no right to privacy.
We're talking about invasion
no.
of privacy.
Hell no.
And that's how these kids end up running away.
They buy drugs off
yep.
of Snapchat.
They vaping, and you don't even know they vaping in school. Like,
people are acting like they're kids
yes.
when they're adults.
No, it's crazy, and that goes back to the point of us them asking about the conversations about them dating. Like, no, if you would have checked their phone, you would have known who they were talking to. And you, I guarantee you, in that conversation, there probably would have been something crazy that was said.
Yep.
And it's not just the guys. It's also on the girl sides, too, because they all were a little crazy.
Yep.
And you would have known what was going down before we would even have to say something. No, y'all need, them boundaries, Lord.
So in the future, I'm not saying it's going to be our next episode, but clearly then we need to talk about boundaries within adults.
Oh, facts.
This was just a class in session.
Yes.
So
check on your kids.
Check on your kids. Talk about boundaries.
Talk about sex.
Talk about
relationships. Mm-hmm. Talk about friendships. Talk about hygiene.
Tea,
talk about
tea,
showering.
Tea.
Talk about that perfume.
Brush your teeth.
Perfume and cologne does not mask smell.
Yeah.
Like, we have some who will come and spray themselves thinking that they
and that's even
worse.
Cool,
it's crazy, but please do all the above. Please, I beg of you, please.
Take it from us. We've been there, done that.
Dealt with it, done it, all the above. So, on that note, class is ended.
That
was it.
Class in session.
Class
time out.
All right, chulos and chulos.
Bye, chulos. Bye, chulas. Bye.
Adios.
Adios.